Right, so our conversation this morning, starting us off this Tuesday morning, is all about the APC in River State. Now, we're not going to go about, you know, how the party was formed, you know, historical, probably touch on two historical, views. But what we're going to be looking at is something that happens almost every, if not, dare I say, every single time an electoral cycle is about to begin. You have people moving, making changes, particularly in the type of democracy that we practice, right? Moving from one point to another. Now, I have a very interesting guest joining me this morning. He's a satirist. He's going to act as my view from the outside into what's going on, because it's happened several times, right? But just in case you didn't know, well, some interesting and some would say some very close allies in the APC have suddenly said, you know what, we sign out. We are not going to be involved in the APC any longer. They didn't, you know, they haven't decamped to any party as at the time of this broadcast. But the point is, they're no longer there for whatever reason. And then in response to those leaving the party, all right, the APC in River State advised those that leaving the party to carefully appraise their decision. Now, in an interview, a spokesperson of the party in the state, Chris Feinbold, said the party is relieved by the resignation of some members who contributed to the exclusion of the party from the ballot in the 2019 general elections. Let's get to hear from him.
The first individuals are those whom I can say added value to APC business while they were here. To them, we wish them well. However, there is also the few that have left much to our relief. These are persons leaving after a torturous effort by them to kill the APC without success. They even cost us non-appearance on the ballot in 2019. To the exit of these particular persons, we say good riddance, because they caused the party much more harm than good. Happily, some of them are having a second thought and taking advantage of the ongoing reconciliation efforts in our party to retrace their steps.
So help me and help us in this conversation, you know, get into, once again, an outsider's view, what many may see as those who are just on the street watching. Doom Sly Aminipo joins me this morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, I am totally looking forward to having this conversation with you, because as someone who appreciates, you know, figures of speech, you know, when someone says I am a satirist, you know, one of the most popular satires in the world has to be Animal Farm. The idea of using animals, you know, to depict government structures, you know, the failings, the shortcomings and things like that. Now, like I said earlier, Doom, it's not the first time that we've had these kind of events come through in our particular democracy. If you look back 2019 and 2015, people moved from APC to get into the PDP because they wanted to get into positions. Some people even broke away from these two parties, decided to be members of SDP and whatever. Some people started new parties, fresh political party, if you remember. You had a lot of parties in the last election. Now, this is interesting to many a Rivers person, because at one point in time there was a split with the perceptions in River State PDP. A lot of people joined APC when the former governor, talking about Rotimi Amaechi, you know, joined the APC. Now, what's wrong with people leaving parties? Is this something that we should be frowning upon? And why does it seem that when people hear the word opposition, they think it's a bad thing? What's wrong with being an opposition?
Well, Jen, Jude, thank you. First, happy holidays.
Yes, indeed.
Now, we need to check our society and understand that we have a place where people always want to be at the forefront of what's happening. And then in normal political parlance, opposition means someone that actually hates you. Yeah, not someone that doesn't share the same view with you. Someone that wants you to go down. So if there's a criticism about your activities, well, what comes to mind easily is that you want the government to go down. You know, so I took to satire most of the time to express my views, because people don't want to hear the truth. You know, so you need to place this thing in a way that they'll be comfortable with, you know, so they can
appreciate
and then don't feel so hard hit.
When you make the definition of opposition, like I said, traditionally that would be somebody who doesn't like you, who wants to see you down. Yeah. But we've seen over the course of, like, say, a century or two, right, particularly as democracy spread around the world from the various revolutions, whether it was the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution, and down even to the monarchist system in the UK, you know, that led to what we now have as the parliamentary system. Yeah. Oppositions are always seen in quote, advanced democracy, as those that should help with checks and balances. Now, the fact that everybody's saying, let's go left, someone should say, hey, while left may be good, don't you think right is the answer? What's wrong with being in the opposition?
The issue, like I told you earlier, we don't like dissenting opinions. You know, we don't like someone saying what you are doing is not right in our society. Mm. So everybody must either be on the same path or they are completely off. You know, it's actually what's affecting what's causing the defections in political parties too, because they want to either be somewhere, they can't stay without being somewhere. It's normal, so they must be somewhere. But what's different in the case of Rivers State, particularly APC recently, is that some of those who people are not just defecting, they are resigning.
That's
the intrigue about the whole thing.
We draw our pattern.
So where we can actually say that some are thinking of something different, like leaving the party for a different platform, there are some that we don't have any reasons for. We just know these guys are just leaving the party, more like they are fed up. You know, they don't want to be a part of the system again. But then since they've not moved to anywhere else, we can't draw conclusions. But that's the funniest part of what's happening right now. People are resigning from parties to which they belong to for the past, you know, 8 to 9 years.
So, people are resigning. You don't quite... In all fairness, most people, most of the everyday Rivers persons are not quite sure why they are... In quote, resigning. It's not like they decamped and said, you know, we're going to join, you know, Jude's party movements, you know, where we can have bole and fish and everybody will be happy. We want where they can be sharing bole and fish. It's not that. So, from a neutral standpoint, is this a good sign for democracy in the APC, in River State? Because it's happening in the APC now. There was a time in various states around the Federation where people were leaving the PDP in mass. Even governors defected from PDP to APC, yeah. And even from APC to PDP. Case in point, the other state governor who was in the APC, and then, you know, like my people will say, I know green. Let me make sure it's tier. Then he decided to go to the PDP. But isn't that good for democracy? The fact that, you know, I'm fed up here, I should be able to go somewhere else.
That's actually not good. In the case of River State, it's actually a disaster.
How so?
Yeah, because for the past 7 years, we've not had a really strong opposition.
Okay.
You know, imagine, so you... Normally, the appropriation bills are always, when they are passed, the budgets are always posted online.
Mm.
You know, appropriation bills are debated, the issues are brought to the public.
True.
But because there is no opposition at all, it means the governor can just sit down and do what he wants to do and then cause penalties. So the APC getting weaker is a tragedy for River State. It's not something we should celebrate at all. It's something that every Rivers person, especially someone like me who doesn't really belong to any political party, should be very sad about. Because the more we have a particular party getting stronger and others getting weaker, the more the tendencies of an autocrat may emerge. Yeah, so that's the sad part about this whole thing. Nobody should be happy about it. You know, I mean, we are talking, we are discussing it. I posted about it too. And I said this thing years ago, that if people don't look at the infighting in the APC and try to sort it out, that in years to come, there may be nothing like APC existing. We are almost getting to that point where strong party members, people who have been there all along, are suddenly resigning. Because there are some persons, well, we may argue that there are those who are thinking of a second platform. You know, like some are saying that those loyal to Senator Magnus Abe already have a plan in the works, you know. Yeah, but what are those who were not with Abe, who are not with Abe too, the very close friends of the former minister?
Mm.
No, so it's a sad thing for River State. It's a sad thing for our politics. It's a sad thing for development. You know, you need a viable opposition to say, no, this is not right. This shouldn't happen.
Yeah, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, you know, you are in the press, so just an alternative voice can do a whole lot to democracy. But we're not getting that anymore.
An alternative voice can do a lot for democracy. Now, we have a break coming up in about a minute, Doom. Now, when we come back, we'll open the phone lines, we'll take calls. But let me ask you, right? Historically, like I said earlier, these alternative voices help sharpen decisions.
Of course.
Make a balance. And sometimes, some of these alternative voices may not be in the right. So how do we then assess what is a fair opposition?
Well, an opposition doesn't necessarily have to be fair.
Oh.
Yeah. And then when you say fair, from whose angle are you measuring fair? From the point of an online person, from the point of the opposed, or from the point of the opposition?
Okay. So, my guest is stirring tables now. We're getting deeper into this conversation. My name is Judy. If you just joined us, this is Hello Port Harcourt. We're going on a quick break. When we come back, we open the phone lines. We engage you. How do you see the split? Or, right now, according to him, the resignation. They're not even telling us where they're going to. They're just moving. My name is Jude. Hello, Pozaka returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, Port Harcourt is the show. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. My name is Jude. I have my guest here with me. We're going to open the phone lines shortly. Our conversation this morning is about the APC in Rivers State. Is it important to have a good opposition, a viable opposition in the state? Well, my guest seems to think so. And he says, well, with all the withdrawals, it might not be a good omen for the state. So I ask you, with the recent membership withdrawals in the state, is the APC a viable opposition in the state? Now, when the lines will be open, please do remember, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you haven't quite seen it, read it, or heard it, don't make mention of it. That means do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Doom, welcome back. Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jude.
All right, so now we have very few minutes left. Let's get straight to the final bit before we get to open the phone lines and have people, you know, respond to this scenario. So now that we are seeing mass resignations, you don't think it's a good omen for River State? The question I have to ask you is, how can it be remedied?
That's a tough one. I mean, first there was really a psychological shift. You know, okay. We all need to have this mindset that River State is first for the most important thing to us. I mean, River State is more important than our political parties. You know, yeah, because people will change. Amechi was in PDP years ago. He's in APC now, right? The next person that may come in can just shift to any party. But if we have River State at the forefront of what we are doing, these resignations, defections, we have that mindset to say, okay, we need to be here. You know, to actually check what's happening. But the moment we all start moving to one platform, or we all feel, you know, that we can move on when things are not working, we are directly bringing our state down. So the moment we have the mindset of what we want, to be a strong River State, you know, in terms of economy, in terms of politics, in terms of security, and the basic things that go with a good society.
Yeah.
We'll be careful with some of our actions. Like I keep saying, it is a tragedy that the APC is getting weakened by the day. Because for every weakness of the APC, the PDP becomes stronger. My plan has always been strong APC, like strong ruling party, strong opposition, and a strong third force.
Okay.
You know, and a strong third force that at any point can spring surprises. So in the House of Assembly, I would like to see, you know, APC members, PDP members, and then those from the minority parties, you know, who may not be APC or PDP, but some persons who won based on their popularity from their own smaller parties, also having a say in the state.
In the state.
Yeah, because until we have these units like this, we can't really grow. You know, the PDP is actually totally controlled in the House of Assembly. It's called the PDP controls everything in the House of Assembly. And so there will never be a dissenting voice anywhere. Whatever the governor pushes forward goes through.
Now let me ask you this. Now, when you make mention of dissenting voice or voices, people often think, oh, if you are a dissenting voice, that means you're trying to bring down or bring back the like we like to say, the developmental strides of any particular government. But is that necessarily true?
No, that's not true. I mean, I'm neither a member of the APC or the PDP, but I've been a dissenting voice on so many issues. You know, I've had this times where I've had to praise them, and then when it's come to hitting them, I've done it too. But I don't belong to any of the parties. We must have dissenting voices to actually correct some things. Mm. Even you as a human being, for some of your personal actions, you talk to your friends and say, no, don't do this. I don't know my friends too. Those are actually dissenting voices, or is it because they are not called opposition?
Okay.
You know, you talk to your friends and say, ah, what do you think of this? And they tell you, no, don't do this. This is better. You know, but in the political scene, any dissenting voice is an opposition, and any opposition is anti-government, which is wrong.
All right. Phone lines now, 0179230002, 0817923003, 0817923007, and then the female caller number 0817923009. Get on to Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation. We'd like to read your comments and share with the listeners all around the world. Please do well, turn down the volume of your radio. So Chibruma is speaking to us from Transamadi. Chibruma, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much, Ajude. I want your guests to also know that the sitting government also uses judiciary to destabilize the opposition.
Okay, so now...
In a situation where you win the House of Assembly as an opposition... He uses the court to pull you out. And then Magnus Abe was also used as a tool to destabilize the opposition. These people have long ago played a role of, I don't know, if somebody says, without you, everything should be destroyed. You are not a party man. So judiciary was corrupt. Judiciary was used by the city government to destabilize the APC, the opposition party. You get my point.
All right, thank you. So now, one or two of those are allegations I cannot actually verify because, you know, these are the sentiments of people who maybe on either the inside or the outside. But from facts before us, you know, the APC squabble involving Magnus Abe, I've never heard, and we've sat down with him here on a few occasions. You know, is that notion, you know, pro-Rivers? You know, when he says, oh, without me, like the last caller mentioned, do you think it's a great idea to that without me, this thing should not work?
Well, if we are coming to bring it to the public space, is that actually a true notion? You get? Mm. It's not about the effect. You get? When we say, somebody said, without me, this will not work. Was that actually said?
No, I'm not talking about... Okay. I'm just saying, you know, is that mindset a proper one?
No, because, of course it's not.
Yeah, because you often hear it's people not. Say, oh, look, if I don't work inside this company, I will leave and the company will fall.
No, that's not true. But I don't think that's the case with APC too.
Mm. All right, Susie's in Arema. Susie, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Jude, and your girlfriend in the studio.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think the situation with APC has taken... I have always said that conflict is one thing that is only human nature.
Mm.
In an association, you must always have this conflict. Not to go into gory tales of what has transpired in APC over the years. Now people are leaving. You have even mixed two topics like opposition and what people are getting from APC. Those who are leaving APC actually have their own experience. I used to be a member of APC. I have my own experience. And if I go into details, I will tell you the reason why at the time I get to APC and then begin to make another choice to PDP. Now, somebody just came and somebody said that if it's not him, the party will not exist. People, Musadi and Amechi, is one thing that they know what it is. We do not know as outsiders, as followers. But the people will always tell you that anybody who is leaving the party, who has left the party, are those who are killing or who attempt to kill the party. That is also telling Jude that those who are even killing the party are inside the party right now. Their hypocrisy is more legendary. These are people who make decisions without accepting the opinion of people within the party.
Okay, so wait, so what, Susie,
and they will not allow you to go back to the transportation minister.
Wait, Susie, so let me ask you.
They make that decision and they are the ones. Hello?
Let me ask you, right? This sentiment, whether true or not, is not really the issue. Let me ask you, do you think with all of these things, the APC right now is a viable opposition in the state? That's the real question.
APC, even before this, the age of this man and woman today, has never been a viable opposition in the state. The contradiction that is in the party.
Okay. Anele is on NTA Road. Good morning to you, Anele. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Let me comment on the issue.
Yes, please.
The problem of APC in River State is an issue of almightiness of one man in a party. Hello?
Yeah, go on, Anela. We'll listen to you, please.
So, the issue of APC is that authoritarian tendency has its ugly head. Rather, only one man said whatever he says will stand, not minding the decision of others. That has been the problem with APC having issue. Remember the issue of Amechi and the Magbisabe. They were reared from the same home. One took upper hand.
Mm.
And the other one had said his own opinion. He said no. The point of going to his house to warn him to desist from context of humanitarian ambition. You see that kind of a situation?
So
which one can accept that situation? He says something, Philemon come to warn me to withdraw.
Anele.
That's to say, he has.
Let me ask you, because of the amount of time.
Arrest them of victory in the last election. And he's going to arrest them again at this time. Because this, the Kenya Court was single handedly brought by the same amnesty without anybody putting them in chains.
Okay, all right. Anele, thank you very much. Let me come back to you now. It's not a good thing for River State on a political scale. You suggested that people should be pro-Rivers, irrespective of political parties, right? And the idea of an opposition should not frighten anybody, should not make anybody, you know, feel, you know, less wanted or unwanted. But how do you pass this message to, like we like to use in this part of the world, to the grassroots, to the people who will be in buses and be arguing, no, APC is better, PDP is better, YPP is better, OGB is better. I've sat in a bus and a young man, this was back in the last election, said, hey, look, Wike is going to be the best person, you know, to rule this state. And the woman says, but why? Why? If Wike says he wants to put a roof over my head and I say I don't want a roof, for example, why shouldn't I say I don't want a roof? And then this young man, this is an old woman, by the way. This young man says, "Ah, madam, now people like you not be opposition. No, I won't spoil this thing." How do you think the idea of what a viable opposition should be can be transmitted to the grassroots?
Well, that's a tough call, you know, and we actually take some real work to do that. But then we can decide to leave those from the grassroots first. You discover, even on Facebook and Twitter, some very enlightened persons, we never want to hear you say something against the party they support. Like I told, I've been writing about this long ago, and then when I said APC may literally be out of existence in a few years if they don't sort out these intestine problems. I had my own friends too, very enlightened guys, who attacked me. I said I wasn't saying the right thing. we may not bother so much about the grassroots. We can get those at the top.
Okay.
The social commentators, those are leadership positions to be have this mindset that there must be an opposition. It will trickle down because they pass these messages too.
True.
They are the ones that told the ones down to go and beat people up, to react to issues and all. So it's not about those from the grassroots just forming this mindset.
Stanley, isn't it, Ellen? Well, Stanley, good morning to you. Thank you for your patience, please.
Good morning. You see, it's happening in APC recently. I want to attribute it to two things. One, if I'm an APC member in the state, and the three governors of my party from outside the state, my governor, who is not an APC governor, without visiting the former governor and the former minister, what does it show? It shows that don't value us in the state. I don't know if you heard my point. Three governors from APC visited my governor, Iwobiki. Without visiting, without going to see Amechi, it is obvious that they don't value them. It is obvious that the way I'm seeing it from my own perspective. Secondly, River State has remained a PDP state, and it will continue to remain a PDP state. So, they will still lose more members. I'm telling you, they will lose more members. They know.
All right, Stanley, thank you very much. We have just about 4 minutes before, more like 2 minutes before we jettison out of this place. Now, from his last comment, I'd like to get to my guest, Domenico, this morning. But let's get to read your comments on Facebook. Amity says, the APC exists in River State in the first place. A party that starts with confusion is going to end with confusion. Good morning, Jude, and to your guest. I believe that the withdrawal of APC is simply because of the loss of the former Minister of Transport, Rotimi Amaechi, and the presidential primaries of the APC. He has no appointment at the moment. Mr. Rotimi Amaechi has torn River State APC apart by not resolving the issues eternally. I think it's a stone's heart. That's the reason behind the problems of the APC, and I'm accusing the former minister for not being loyal to the party, coming down to the followers' level. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Now, let me cast our minds and once again, finally, to the US, where you have certain states that are traditionally Democrats and traditionally Republican.
Yeah.
Year in, year out, they would more likely than not vote either at the federal level or at the state level for Democrats or the Republican Party, right?
Yeah.
But we've seen in some elections that some of these states will just, you know what, we did not like what happened last time. Let's see what this other person is saying. And if someone is saying, Riverside is a PDP state, what's wrong with the idea of maybe people say, you know what, we've tried this for too long, it's not working. Let's see what this other group of people have to offer.
Well, I don't believe that view that Rivers is a PDP state. I mean, when someone does something right, it will always pass through. You know, people will support it. If it's wrong, people will go against it.
Okay, so if it's wrong, people will go against it. That's what Dumi is saying. Now, we'll wrap up shortly. I get to read some comments. All right, hatred used as a synonym for opposition is wrong when defining your position means a political balance. Right, so an opposition simply means a position strategically to oppose a current government to take over power. In politics, the opposition party is always welcome. It helps to put the government in shape. Alfred Somiari with that. All right, this one says, Rivers, ABC Rivers is self-inflicted injury. That's Susie from Arema. Well, self-inflicted or not, do you mean you're not happy with it?
No, I'm not happy. It's affecting all of us.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Domain Impo, for coming through this morning.
Doom Seal.
I beg your pardon. I use the abbreviations because that's what is always in my eyes.
Doom Seal.
Yeah, Doom Seal. All right, thank you very much for coming. Apologies. We look forward to getting to have conversations with you, going forward
on
certain subject matters. Well, Hello Potaka returns. We have more conversations yet Answer About Politics from 10 o'clock.